Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about the reality of mosquitoes in the desert. Who knew that you had to deal with mosquitoes in the desert?
But I can say I've consciously spent less time on our back patio the last month than I normally do.
Yeah, and you know what? They're even inside. You lay down for a nap, and they buzz your head. They're terrible. But we've asked for our listeners to text us with some ideas. We've gotten lots of good text here. Common suggestion is fans, you know, and the more forceful the fan, the better.
Yes.
Also, a common one that's coming in, I have not tried this product. It's called Thermacell, available at Cabela's, so we'll have to try that. I'm not even sure what it is, so we'll look up that one. Citronella candles, kind of one that's common, but I don't find it hugely helpful. We'll keep, one's called Mosquito Barrier Brand Spray Mix. So, and then one lady said her daughter hands out peppermints to everybody that's going to sit outside because apparently eating peppermints will keep them at bay. So we'll have to try that one. Yeah, and
okay.
Someone even planted a peppermint plant. So some ideas there.
I saw something called a catchy on a client's back patio, mm-hmm. and they say that works.
So we bought one something at the Ace Hardware, and it wasn't quite what we were hoping for. So we're going to keep trying. We're going to try your ideas and let you guys know what works.
We'll field test them.
Yeah, that's right. I'll put you outside with this. You get to be the tester. So I want to just let everybody know, I've mentioned this website several times in the past, but it's maricopa.gov/vector. And if you go on there and put mosquitoes in there, you can find out. They have some wonderful articles. I've printed out a couple for us this morning here about mosquitoes. And that section of the website is called Fight the Bite.
Okay.
And, you can go in there and you can search even. You can put in the kind of insect you're trying to get rid of, and it'll tell you ways to get rid of it. And do you know what comes up when you put in mosquitoes for repellents?
Bats.
Well, no, for repellents.
Like
physical repellents.
Oh, okay.
That would work too, though.
Yeah.
Avon. Oh, can you believe that?
That's been a family secret in Louisiana for years. Well, it wasn't a secret, but yeah. I mean, it's been a...
Well, they even have products now that they call insect repellents, and they have sunscreen in them. So, and if you don't have an Avon lady, there's still an Avon website, avon.com. So those are great things too. But one of the suggestions also was to stay inside, and I just don't think that's not an option.
Nope.
However, mosquitoes are most common, at dusk and then when you get up in the morning. So you could move it your time of day you're outside, but man, you don't want to miss these Arizona days, especially with this cooler mornings coming in.
That Friday morning we woke up in Tucson, what was it, 76, with a slight desert breeze coming off mm-hmm. a moist desert. I mean, it was just
delicious.
Don't write home wherever you're from and tell people how nice it is. we're getting crowded enough.
And one last little tip is you could wear light clothes. There's all kinds of really nice camping clothes now and outdoor clothes.
Lightweight or light color?
Light color and lightweight.
Okay.
And everything from socks on up, keep your arms and legs covered. And then just, be careful out there.
All right. This is all being driven by our article of the day, creating a backyard habitat for encouraging wildlife to come into your backyard. And primarily we were talking today about birds. But there's a lot of animals you don't want in your backyard. Some of you may not like rabbits in your backyard because you're trying to do a vegetable garden, or deer, or elk, or javelina. We'll be talking about that next week with Arizona Game and Fish Department. But in mosquito control, I'd like to talk to him about what could you do in a neighborhood area to encourage bats. One bat will eat 1,000 mosquitoes an hour.
Well, and you could put little bat houses on your house, can't you?
But would you want to? I don't know. That's what I don't know. But that's an incredible natural mosquito-destroying machine right there.
So put them in your common area like a wash, maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't
I'll be anxious to talk to them about
yeah.
it. So we love hearing y'all's stories about backyard habitat. We do want to have the Audubon Society on in the very near future talking about how wild bird population in America is suffering right now. We'll try and figure out why. But right now, we're running a contest. If you'd like to go to a Diamondbacks game and join us from Rosie on the House in a suite, we're asking you to text to 911,
411-923,
your back patio mosquito solutions. Those of you that we think are submitting credible ideas, we'll put your name in a hat, and we will draw for a pair of tickets to join us in that game.
One set of two to join us in the suite.
September 20th.
6:40.
6:40.
Against the Braves.
Mm-hmm. Against the Braves. So it'd be a lot of fun. We always enjoy it when we get a chance, when our flagship station, KTAR, allows us to participate with their suite, luxury suite viewing options. It's always a lot of fun. And we love having you, our best friend, the Arizona homeowners, join us. All right. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. And if you've got a question, a problem, a dilemma, or a project, we'd like you to know you're welcome to call in.